I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I just talked to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk, who is getting into some lakes that are wide open in the southern regions of the upper Midwest, and he said he's getting into some big crappies, but he's finding them in very deep water. I'll tell you more, but first...
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says it's really nice that we've had such an early spring because there's a lot of lakes that are wide open and you can get out there and target some really big crappies. But he's not getting them in shallow water. Most of us think that right after ice out, those crappies are going to move into those back bays and they're going to target any minnows that have moved up into that shallower water. But that's not the case right now. These crappies have stuck to the deep water, and that's where he's finding them. He's going out to the deeper holes where he normally would have found these fish when there was still ice on the lake, and he's using a slip bobber rig with a very tiny jig. And we are talking a very tiny jig. He's tipping this jig with either maggots or wax worms, not a minnow, and he's sending it down into 18, 20, 22 feet of water where he's finding those suspended crappies. It's just a little tap, the bobber barely moves, and he's setting the hook and catching some really nice fish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.